Okay, now into couples therapy. Do you find it hard being in a relationship and when tension arises for somebody that's been together for 5 years? Like, how do you get past that?
I usually like to address it.
Just communicate.
That's boring. Can you make something up?
Yeah.
Am I being gaslit?
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 145 of Dropouts. Our views have been down recently, so we brought in the moneymakers, huh?
To see how low it could get.
The money. We got Heath and Mariah
trying
here.
To bottom it out one last time.
Listen, Jared knows a lot about being a bottom. Let's hit some intro music.
Holy hell.
This is the time we can all take a break.
That was beautiful.
It's so nice to have genuine friends in my life like you two.
We literally came here and talked for an hour and a half before this.
Yeah, we had a whole podcast before this.
And it had the cameras rolling.
I know. It couldn't have been more interesting. That was all the shit that people actually want to hear. We called a lot of people out. So you guys are in love or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good.
What?
What?
Are we your first couple?
No. We had Jeremy and Lauren.
And we also had a couple on this podcast that didn't divulge it for a long time. Who was that again?
But every episode title was clickbait.
Interesting. Oh, we did. Who was the couple we had?
Jeremy and Lauren.
Oh, they've got what? 2 weeks left? Come on.
They just got engaged.
They're literally getting married.
Do you guys think you're going to outlast them in love, though? Come on.
I think we're going to outlast everybody at love.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I you know why?
Because there's no such thing as divorce.
What? You should talk to my mom. She's done it twice.
She's really good at it.
Yeah, I don't think she knows there's anything but divorce so far, which is a little sad.
Oh, man. You guys, that's a downer.
But you guys' parents are both together?
Yeah.
So you guys know nothing but a stable home?
Yeah, well, we only that's have, a good foundation. We only have one Christmas.
Oh. Yeah, two Christmases.
We can sit in silence. We don't care.
I thought you were going to follow that up.
I thought you were going to say something.
No, the whole point is we bring you guys on this podcast.
And it's for you to take a break and have other people talk.
You guys have a podcast. Just start talking like it's your podcast, and then we get to put it out.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's Jared, amazing.
Jared, of all people, should know that we should not have a podcast. We are not as good as people think.
I honestly feel so bad for you.
The editing truly makes it.
Oh, no, it's fun. It's all good. It just takes you
guys...
How many
bathroom breaks do they take?
You don't got to put us out there. You have a peeing problem, too.
I do have a urination issue.
No, it's not the peeing problem. Yes, it's the peeing problem, but you all take the breaks because we don't know what to talk about. So we're like, I'm just going to go to the bathroom.
That's what
But we all, we don't, instead of taking it all at once where we all go, we split it up so there's one per person.
Do you want to do the catheter thing with me?
I don't think I can.
If it's really that much of a problem, you got to get that thing cathetered.
Well, my grandpa had it, and once he got off of it, it like messed him up.
What was he on?
Well, he had a catheter in for, I think it was like 6 months.
Oh, no,
is
no,
it
no.
In we're, constantly?
No. This is just a test.
Oh.
I've talked about it on the podcast before. Remember, I went in and I got my...
Well, you peed in the jug and then kept it in the fridge. I remember that.
That was different.
And then you drank it.
That was a weird time I didn't in drink our house. It.
My friend actually got really mad because I brought him on vacation, Skylar, and that was during my peeing in a jar stage. So, like, we shared a room, and in the middle of the night, I would just get up like 8 times and pee in this right next to him. And
you wouldn't leave the room; you would pee in the jug while he's sleeping next to you.
Does best friend mean nothing to you? I know you've never had someone close to you in your entire life, but
we're close to him.
I don't think I want anyone close enough to pee in the same room as me.
Jared, they're close to you.
I would let you pee.
What's his middle name? Mariah?
It's not that I wouldn't let you pee next to me. I just would prefer you not.
Did you say Jose?
Yeah. What?
Do you have a middle name?
There we go. Let's say another close.
I do have a middle name.
It's Bear.
Jared Bear. That's cute. Jared Michael.
Nope.
I'm very close though.
it's like an androgynous name. Could be guy, could be girl. It was actually supposed to be my name if I was a girl.
Mariah.
Taylor.
Taylor. There we go.
Don't act like you're like knew that.
Well, it and we're really close. I needed a hint and then I remembered.
Since Jared is your guys' editor, do you feel like you have to keep up this fake friendship around him or else he'll look
Absolutely.
For another job since he's done a good job? Because it's hard to find an editor for a podcast.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to say.
I'm honestly, I'm terrified that he's going to be like, I don't need the money anymore.
No, I did ask him. I was like... if you ever, okay, Jared, how would you tell them that you can't edit their podcast anymore?
I don't think I could. I think,
I think we're both stuck.
Yeah. Yeah, you're stuck.
Like, that's the thing.
He's going to be
like,
winning a Grammy and she'll be like, oh, I've got to,
sorry, guys.
I got to we transfer this real quick.
Thank you so much. I have to get home. Unfiltered comes out on Tuesday.
Heath is like, the upload didn't work. Can you please send it again?
Every day we have a little panic. We're like, what if he quits one day? Like, what would we do?
We've actually had conversations about
this. What would we do? Yeah, it'd probably end.
I'm the only thing keeping the ship going.
Jared, this is called leverage.
There we go.
Use it. What do you want in life?
Friendship. You got it. Jared. Perfect.
It's a good guy right there.
Money. I get money for the podcast.
Oh, okay. Can you guys bring me on in some capacity?
I think we tried to.
What?
Oh, yeah. They did talk to you about
being you like turned us down.
I'm glad I did. See how much this guy works. So glad I did. What's been going on in your guys' lives besides being in love?
We just got back from Japan.
We did get back from Japan.
That's I'm so jealous. How was it? Tell me everything.
It was amazing.
It was okay.
Tell me everything. They have a podcast. You know when you get a guest on and they're like, tell us about your day. Really good. And then you go, so what happened? Like a lot of stuff.
I was really busy.
Didn't you just edit that episode?
I did.
No, it was probably one of the best places we've ever been to, right?
Yeah, Japan and Italy, I think, were the top two.
And then out of the people, if you could never see one of them again, who would it be?
Italians or
Japanese?
Japanese?
People. Yeah.
Oh, man, Mariah's going to kill me.
Yeah.
the Japanese were just so friendly.
Uh-oh.
And really? Hear that, Italians? Friendly.
Oh, Italians doesn't seem like it based on Keith.
I had an easier time communicating in Japan.
They all knew English.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really? I was gonna ask how the language barrier was.
It was so easy.
Really?
Yeah.
So English is their secondary language.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
Most of the time, if we went somewhere, they were speaking English.
Mm-hmm. And if they didn't, they all had translators.
Really?
And they would just show us their phone.
It was like a little Tamagotchi thing, and they would speak into it, and then
that's sick.
It would say it in English, and then we would talk into it, and then it would say it to them in Japanese.
Whoa.
And they are the most patient people I've ever met in my entire life. The
really?
Entire population. So patient with people. And just everything out of their mouth was, I'm sorry and thank you.
Oh,
just
wow.
Just very polite.
Yeah,
Alyssa,
very
are you
polite.
Japanese?
Oh, she's freaking
That's exactly
out.
What you do.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
A little bit.
Oh, how much?
None.
Okay. She's like, create a bit. Zach will fire me. Do you worry about your job security?
Yeah, all the time.
As you should.
Well, that's keep them
it's
in
okay.
fear.
I'm waiting for her to leave so I can snatch her.
What would you ever do?
Do what?
Keep tabs on Jordan's car.
Oh,
yeah. I would have her take care of Jordan, so it's not us.
Okay, so Jordan is. I feel like we're collectively babysitting his entire life.
I feel like he likes it.
Oh, he loves
yeah,
it. Oh,
he loves it.
For people I think he knew. Jordan is our assistant and a good friend of mine from high school. He moved out here to LA about.
He's truly
just
one
over
of
a year
kind.
Ago. Oh my God, he's the best.
One of a kind.
Never met anyone like him.
Never, and you never will.
Mm-mm.
Like when you see him, you just smile. Like he just makes you happy.
Yeah, like he is the epitome of like a bundle of joy, you know, and like innocence.
Yeah, innocent, just high energy.
Yeah.
But we were talking about this before. He lost his car this morning. He thought it got stolen. And
I knew when you told me, you're like, hey, he thinks he lost his car. I knew that he didn't. Like, it's like, there's no,
right.
Like my first reaction
right.
was, it's not stolen, but
right.
Yeah.
So he calls me like on the verge of tears. He's like, my car got stolen. It's not out front. And I'm like, well, I don't think it got stolen. It might've gotten towed. I was like, let's call some tow companies and see if, you know, it got impounded or whatever it is.
Cause you've had some problems with like neighbors and stuff.
Yeah.
About
they don't like us that much.
I don't. It's crazy.
Why don't your neighbors like you?
They're old Toluca people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's a little ornery, but they're fine.
Leave it there.
But I was like, we're going to find it. Like we'll call the tow companies and see what happens. And he's like, okay, good idea. I go see him like 5 minutes later. I'm like, did you call? He's like, no, I was just talking to my mom. I was like, call, we got to find your car. And he's like, okay, yeah. So I see him like a minute later. I'm like, did you call the tow companies? He's like, no, I just got off with the police. I'm like, oh my God.
Like, just zero to 100.
It's stolen. I was like, well, hold on. Let's you know,
backtrack
a bit. I called Zane because Zane was parked out front and he's got the Tesla. So you can like go in and see the security camera. I'm like, can you check and see if his car was behind you? And like what time it was missing. So we narrowed it down to this window, and the window was him dropping me off at Zane's. And then for the next 4 hours is when it would have been stolen.
So pretty small window, tiny, relatively. Right.
Middle of the day.
Yeah.
In the safest neighborhood in Los Angeles.
And I'm like, okay, there's no way it's stolen. You can't really steal them. It's like keyless entry. You can't hotwire the Subaru.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, let's retrace our steps here. I was like, he dropped me off and then he went and got food and then he was home all day.
Okay.
So somewhere in between that. And I'm like, Jordan, you went and got food after you dropped me off. Where did you eat? He's like, oh, Takaya. I'm like,
which is on like on
literally
our block.
A turn away. And I'm like, did you drive there or did you walk? I walked. I'm like, okay.
Which wasn't a lie.
So I'm sitting there thinking about it. And I was like, how much you want to bet he drove to Takaya, forgot that he drove, and then walked home. And Mariah was like, no, he wouldn't do that. I'm like,
because like any sane, rational, any sane, rational for like thinking would be, it's just impossible to comprehend you forgetting that you drove somewhere.
Yeah. So we go to walk outside. I was like, let's just go drive there real quick and see if his car is there. We go walk outside and he's sitting on his knees talking to an officer.
In the street.
This whole like interrogation about like this missing car. So he's just sitting here like this. He's like, it's gone. So we drive down the street real quick. Sure enough, it's sitting in the parking lot.
Oh my God.
I come back and I pulled him aside. I was like, Jordan. And I showed him a picture of his car. And he's like, where is it? I was like, you left it at Takaya. And he's like, oh my God. And then the officer's like, see, I told you it wasn't stolen. You probably just misplaced it. But yeah, that was our whole morning.
How do you misplace a car? You know,
my dad misplaced
me.
It can happen.
You've done it?
Yeah, I've done it.
How did you do it?
I was in Philly and I had, I was shooting for like this dance show or whatever.
Here we go. What was the dance show?
It was like a 15-hour day. So I parked my car really quick. Went inside, 15 hours later, I walk outside to get my car and it's dark, Philly, scary. So
okay.
I'm walking around, but I don't want to go too far. And I always take a picture of my car where it's parked. And of course, I remember like the background was like not focused, so I couldn't read the street sign.
Oh God.
And I was like, shit, where is my car? And this is before like I had an iPhone. Like this was just like, I couldn't track it or anything. So I'm walking around for at least like 2 hours by myself and it's dark and there's like,
and it's Philly
and there's a cop like on the corner. So I was like, this is so embarrassing. And I was like 19. So I start crying because I was just so scared. And I was like, this is so embarrassing, but I misplaced my car because I'm like, there's no way it got towed because I'm too scared to park somewhere where it could get towed. So it, no, I parked in a good spot. And the guy was like, yeah, sure. So they drove around for like 30 minutes and they were like, we don't see it anywhere. And I was like, I'm pretty sure it's on this street. And they go sit in the Johnny Rockets. So I sat in there and I'm like having a milkshake and fries and crying because I'm like, we live like 45 minutes from Philly. So I was scared to like call my parents to be like, can you help me look for my car? Like, I don't know what to do. And I don't want to walk the streets of Philly by myself. So I ended up calling them and I was like, I'm in the Johnny Rockets and I lost it. I can't find it. So my dad was like, oh my God. And it was late. We finished shooting at like 2 a.m.
Oh my God.
Oh,
and that,
yeah,
that call to your parents
scary.
At 2 a.m. just
right.
regardless.
Right.
If
they were already panicking. And then when my mom picks up the phone and I'm crying, she's like, what? What?
Yeah. She thinks
so
you're
she
shot
panicking.
In the
yeah.
hospital.
So they show up and my dad found the car.
Immediately.
It was on the right block. I just had to go a little bit further, but I was too scared to go further. So I stopped like three cars away and my battery was low. So it wasn't like beeping and it like didn't reach that far. So I had to get really close to it and I found it. So Jordan, I get it.
It happens. You got to do the under the chin click.
This was like 2000.
Does that work?
Like, oh my God, yes.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, your head works as like an antenna.
It's
and
like
it shoots
sonar.
It shoots it further.
I always just thought that was like a meme or something just for
no.
like people to look stupid. It's like, pretend you're shaking salt in your mouth.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean?
Huh? I don't know. Just pretend you're shaking salt in your mouth.
Okay.
He's salt based.
What were you thinking?
Oh, no, that was pretty much spot on.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. That's the
you
joke.
Look stupid.
I do? How stupid?
You did it.
Really stupid.
Like, well, the internet will make fun of me enough
salty,
and I'll have to kill myself.
Stupid.
That's stupid?
No, no.
I'm telling
stupid.
Everyone.
Okay, so back to Japan, though.
Yeah. Oh, Jared.
Yes.
Okay, so what was the atmosphere like? Is it
clean?
Really?
Dude, everything is spotless. The subway
clean,
system, all the trains.
It's just one word to describe it was just happiness. Everybody was smiling.
Yeah.
Everybody was dressed really cool. So Zane was trying to snap pictures of people's outfits, but they started noticing and they didn't, they were just like,
I heard it.
Posing.
I heard it's like Manhattan if Manhattan had a maid.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
It is. Okay. Tokyo, I felt like I was in Manhattan, except nothing was in English. And then Kyoto was more historical. Japan, I felt like I was in Japan.
Oh,
but
cool.
For a city with no garbage cans, it
oh,
was
yeah.
spotless. There wasn't gum on the ground, a napkin, nothing.
That I can't even picture what that looks like.
There's no garbage cans.
It doesn't smell
where,
nothing.
Where do they just take the trash with them?
Yeah. Yes. Everyone puts it in their bag and they wait till they get home.
But like why?
Pack in, pack
though?
Out.
Like I get like, you know, having a clean city, but I feel like having garbage cans everywhere would.
No, I don't know. I think they just respect. It's just
so yeah. part of their culture is you don't like eat on the go. You don't walk around snacking. You don't walk around holding a drink and eat. Like if you go somewhere, you want to get a coffee, you go to the coffee shop, you have your coffee.
You sit down.
And they have a trash at the coffee shop.
Okay, yeah.
So you would enjoy
but it's
it
this
and
big.
Then go.
Like every trash can, we're trying to shove it into this little thing on the ground. It's like, they're like the size of like a bathroom trash can.
Oh, where
they're
it's
all
like,
so tiny, yeah.
Another cool thing was everywhere we went, so it was raining the whole trip, and every single store you walk into has like this sleeve and you slide your umbrella into it and then pull it out and it puts a plastic tube like over your umbrella.
Oh, that's
so you don't
so
get water everywhere when you walk around.
That's
and
genius.
I was like, so smart.
And what's so funny is we were talking about this umbrella invention. We were like, it's just so simple. It's such yeah. a simple thing people can have in the States, but we just don't. I went to Yard House yesterday and they had one at the front door.
Really?
And I took a and it looked brand new. It was chrome. There were no fingerprints on it, no scratches. It looks like they listened to our podcast. And we should probably get one. But God, we're so stupid. People thought it was a garbage can, so there's just trash in it.
They were throwing trash.
But it's this
into
thin.
It.
No one questioned why it's
like
this thin. It's the size of an umbrella closed.
Oh my God.
And there's just garbage.
That's why we don't have nice things here.
Yeah, I was gonna say because we're fucking idiots.
Yeah.
I'm gonna airdrop that to you if you want a picture of it, Jared.
Oh, thank you.
But yeah, so Kyoto was really cool because it felt very old, historic Japan. So
the
it was nice to see
insane.
Like insane. Yeah. Oh my God, it was stunning.
And like it was I feel like you guys went at a perfect time where it's like spring
yeah.
and like everything's
cherry
yeah,
blossoms.
It's the most popular time to go, right?
We're the most blooming right now.
Did you see a lot of tourists there?
Yes and no.
Yeah. Tokyo, yeah. Kyoto was more local.
Kyoto was yeah.
It was packed. Everywhere. It's like they just appreciate. Like, yeah. You know, we're like, I'm not going to go to Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, well,
I just don't like getting shanked.
Because it's filthy and
yeah.
scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like heroin needles in my eyes.
Right.
So.
We felt safe all throughout the night. It could have been 4 a.m. and we wouldn't be afraid to like walk out.
Which that I find is like so rare when you're visiting someplace else that is so like foreign to
yeah.
you. Especially
yeah.
where it's like, you don't speak the language, but it's not like like Italy or something or European countries or whatever where you have recognizable letters and you might be able to sound something out,
right.
You know, figure out.
You can't make it up.
Yeah, like I was looking at the pictures that you were posting. I was looking at all these signs and there's not even like a small like English description.
No.
I was like, where did you even,
yeah, nothing.
How'd you figure this out?
What was really funny was they obviously pronounce American things different.
Mm-hmm.
So we were staying at the Hilton Hotel.
Okay.
And every cab that we were getting into, they're like, where are we going? Like, they would just be like, where to? And I would be like, Hilton Hotel. And they were like, what? I was like, Hilton Hotel. And they were like, can you show me? So I would pull it up on the map and I'd point it at like where it is. And he's like, oh, Hilton. And I was like, yeah, but to me, like,
I like Hilton.
Hilton sounds the same, but to them, like, it's
completely different.
So then yeah. he just started saying it with that little accent, and they're yeah. like, okay.
And like, every, like, there's a lot of English words there.
Okay.
But they just have like their like accent on it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So like they have a Bic camera store.
All right.
But it's Bica camera. It's very, very similar, but if you say Bic camera, they
it's almost like they will like our pauses in our words like kind of confusing where it's like Bic camera where they go Bica camera or
yes.
whatever, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
well they
yeah.
say English is what one of the hardest languages to learn.
Yeah, apparently.
Look at and
look at me. I did
I,
it.
I didn't have a hard time
we gotta
with
be kind of
I did it when I was a baby.
If me and Zane can do it. Yeah.
Now Zane sometimes sometimes he's like, wait.
Honestly, I feel like he'd be better at Japanese.
There was actually
I feel like he'd be able
probably.
To pick it up.
Yeah.
I downloaded the Google Translate app just thinking I would just type in what I wanted to say and show people like where do I eat, where do I do this. But then I went to look up what was around me and I was like, I can't type in what it says because you're right, they're just like symbols to
yeah.
us. They're not the alphabet that we know. So on Google Translate, you can open your camera and just hover it over something and it changes it to English.
In real time. You can
crazy.
Do this.
It's live.
Wow.
So you just pick up your camera and scan it and it'll say what it is.
Dude, that's like the future, right?
Yeah.
Like
look around,
it's just like down with America, down with it.
Burn, burn.
It's crazy to me how nice they were to us considering the past.
Yeah.
The atomic bomb.
They're just good like, people. I don't know.
Did you guys apologize for that while you're over there?
Multiple times.
I definitely thought about it a few times.
Like, I'm sorry.
That is like a strange thing. Cause I mean, there's one thing like with Germany, they did like a complete overhaul of their like culture and stuff. Right. And we went to war with them and now things are fine. But like we dropped atomic bombs.
It's really bad.
On this country.
Two times.
And they don't hold grudges.
They're like
they're literally perfect.
Yeah, they're bigger people than us.
Yeah, that's, much bigger.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, and it's really funny seeing English sayings on clothing out there because
oh, yes.
it's like it's almost there, but it's not quite right, and because uh-huh. it's not their native language, so they don't
yeah.
know. So you know, like the proof is in the pudding.
Okay.
So this girl was wearing a t-shirt. It said the proof of the pudding. Like on the just weird things like that. And I'm like, it's so close. But like,
or it's a bunch of no, like that's a, live, that's laugh, a feminist love. Shirt. And it's what? Almost
that's a
there.
Feminist shirt about discharge.
Oh, God.
Jared, it's not disgusting. It's a woman's body. Keep on going. So sorry.
That's really my fault.
But they do say when we have clothes that have like Chinese or Japanese,
ours are wrong.
Yeah, they say that doesn't even make sense. It was, I wish we took pictures of every example because it was very much like live, laugh, love.
Yeah.
Or like live your life to the fullest, dance after the rain. Like it was just like.
I like that one.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I'm trying to make.
Maybe they're just making more English sense than us.
Right.
A lot of it was just words together.
Like what?
It would be like, just like a t-shirt with like some logo and it would be like strawberry table.
Yeah.
And you'd be like,
yeah.
What?
I'm in. What a brand.
They're obsessed with strawberries there. Everything.
Yeah, really? Everything is strawberries.
Why?
I don't know.
Do they grow strawberries there? Like, is that, or is
they
that
do
like.
Have, I think they have like one of the most expensive strawberries there.
Yeah, like they have fruit that is like hundreds of dollars.
Oh,
they,
wow.
What is it? It's like a $300 like mango or something.
Yes, David had it, right?
Yeah.
Oh my
of
God.
David had it.
That guy gets everything.
Speaking of the food, though, how was that? How was authentic Japanese cuisine?
God.
I know. Why?
We ate pizza.
we had Italian.
Oh my God.
We had McDonald's.
How was McDonald's any different?
Banging.
Yeah.
Really?
Dude, the char on the burger, it tastes like you could taste the seasoning on it.
They actually had seasoning on it.
Yes. Like the patty had flavor. But I got, she's going to throw up.
Wait, it was my first time eating McDonald's ever.
Ever in her life. It's not a joke.
I forgot that you've got a weird life.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
What? Why did you never have fast food? Like your family loved you?
My parents.
Okay. I get like.
We weren't allowed.
I get like growing up, your parents don't let you. But you've been an adult for quite some time.
I know. I just never was interested.
Have you guys not done a segment on your on the podcast? It's like, try this staple of food. I feel like.
Well, we did on his channel. You had to try Taco Bell for the first time.
Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah.
Alyssa, can you, while we're doing this podcast, can you go pick up a Popeye chicken sandwich?
No, ew.
No, ew. First of all.
She also gets like grossed out with food easily, especially like meats.
Yeah.
Okay. Name a couple.
Bullets.
The bullets?
The bullets?
Were you know, shooting them in the back?
You know, I love it.
When I was little,
you know, when you eat like a piece of a steak or like a hamburger, like a school hamburger, you'd always get like a
hard piece, BB.
A little grizzle. Like
what?
But like hard.
Yeah. Oh, or like, yeah. Like when you're eating a chicken wing
and you like spit it. You're like
it feels like a little bit of a bone or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was really little, I thought it was the bullet that killed the animal.
I love that.
So I still call it bullets, but I'm aware they're not.
Okay. So I heard that right.
I was like, this is, I got the one that killed the animal.
The bullets. Ooh, a 22.
But I was thinking bullets as in like the BB guns.
Yeah.
Like that's how I imagine.
Like little BBs.
I don't know.
You just thought they just sprayed them like after war crimes and then served them to the youth of America.
You're just going out there with buckshots.
Okay, what?
But yeah, so the McDonald's burger that I got, it was the patty was covered in teriyaki sauce.
Oh, that actually sounds
And then
sounds
it had
good.
A slab of cheese. It
Interesting.
Had
teriyaki and cheese.
I'm gonna you know order something.
You know the over hard egg that come with like a McMuffin?
Oh yeah,
like
yeah.
That egg patty.
Uh huh.
An egg patty on top.
Okay.
Then there was like this slab of extra wide bacon. It was like kind of like ham almost.
Okay, so like Canadian bacon?
Kind of, but
more on the bacon side.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then lettuce, and then on top of that was egg salad.
They had
double egg.
What the fuck?
Double egg. I don't know why.
Egg salad.
I mean, in this egg crisis, that's wild.
I think it was a flex.
Oh, that's like, yeah, we've got our own.
We've got so much eggs, we could double the egg on a burger.
We could export it to America if we wanted to, but
export.
We're
not
gonna. Export it.
Nice.
Thanks, Mariah. She goes,
Alyssa,
like,
hit the button. Yeah.
Hey, there we go.
Damn, we need that.
Man, if
Jordan doesn't even play our theme song. We're like, play the song and it'll play. Have you noticed?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, when The Price is Right comes on over top of your intro.
They all play at the same time. What could you possibly
The button for the song is this big and there's six of them. How you press two of those unless you're fucking.
It's like he's just.
He's worried about his car. It's lost. What episode number are you guys on?
174.
Yeah.
So you guys just passed the 3-year mark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Do you just stress out about what to talk about? Like, are you
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We definitely think about what we're going to talk about.
How egotistical is it of all of us? It's like, I assume every single week for the rest of your guys' lives, you want to hear us talk for an hour.
Right. And it does help going on a trip.
Yeah. Like,
oh.
We could stretch that out into
It's the best thing, especially like business-wise, like for your podcast is to go on a trip and you will come back with stories
and actually have life experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like a win-win.
Yeah.
It's like a vacation and work at the same time.
And
it's
a
write-off.
Exactly.
No, that's
we're gaming the system.
Yeah. We got to go on more trips. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
It is crazy though. I started editing for you guys on episode 102.
What?
Yeah. I've been with you guys for 72 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that insane?
I get very uncomfortable. See, I get nervous because I know what a pain in the ass it is to edit it from beginning to end, from scratch.
I tell you guys this all the time. At least you guys are funny. Like if it was just a mind-numbing podcast, like if it was to anybody else, I was just like, if
like
it was
a
ours,
political, like, could you imagine?
Oh my God. I would have left at 104, you know, but like you guys are actually funny. But I was laughing at this most recent one that's going to come out at the same day. You guys are talking about your Japan trip and
we got to beat him to it. Wait, do his stars come out first?
It does.
Hell yeah.
Unfiltered Japan trip. first leak.
You guys are 57 minutes into the podcast and you go, all right, so let's talk about day one. And you think you've been talking about it the entire time.
Funny. Damn.
We're so bad.
And then but
like, what do we even talk about?
We just talk. We just ramble.
Do you ever get nervous that it's like, I mean, eventually you'll be like, I'm done with the podcast. Like, I have to do my own thing and then they'll never talk to you again. Does it ever cross your mind?
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you want to get some reassurance while you're here?
We're not going to leave you.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, clearly we're not going to hang out as much, but it makes you feel better, right?
It has
been something he's brought up to me before in private.
Do you vet to him about losing us as a friend?
Once.
He was probably drunk.
Yeah,
I just really like hanging out with a man.
I think they think my favorite color is purple.
Dude, Jared drunk?
Oh, it's the best. You get really good content out of that.
Sometimes it's the best. Before, he's been really angry since he's been going out recently, and then he gets drunk and he has a good time. So I think you're starting to develop a little bit of an issue.
Well, no. I just, like, I'm going through this phase right now where, like, before, all I ever wanted to do was, like, go and hang out with people. And then it was, like, we had that party the other night to go to, and I was just like...
Sorry, our dog...
Oh, is he making noise again?
No, he farted.
Oh. No, he's making smell.
It's a 4D experience. We had the party to go to, and I was like, the last thing I want to do right now is go out. Like, just let me stay in. And Alyssa is the one that always pressures me. She's like, you know you always have fun when you go out.
Alyssa!
Well, because he has FOMO, and so I'll know he'll enjoy it when he goes. The act of, like, going and getting up.
Alyssa anywhere. The amount of times in the night.
You guys know that I'm only here because people invited you and you invited me, right? Like, they don't actually want me here. You know that, right?
I'm like, they want you here.
Well, probably not. Anyway, I'm probably just going to sit in the corner and stare at people. They're going to think I'm weird anyway because I'm too nervous to bring up conversation. Whatever. Do you think Mariah actually likes me?
I think she does.
Yeah, rumor has it. I've been told.
I've heard it.
You know, we're both Italian, which I thought was pretty cool, and we kind of bond on that.
That's all. I told Heath that, too. I was like, she's Italian. She's small.
You are small. What do you mean?
No, like, you're really small.
Yeah, that's not an M. That's just a fact.
She's the same height as Heath's mom.
Really?
Yeah.
We should get them together and do a photo shoot. Yeah?
Yeah? My mom doing a photo shoot.
They're just...
I like the idea of just the most obscure calendars. Like, of a...
We
should have done that for somebody for, like, April Fool's Day or their birthday, where we invite their entire family somewhere and we, like, do a calendar with their family and they're just like...
That's actually really funny.
The one Zane has up in his kitchen.
Chelsea's God. So funny.
So good.
I cannot believe she sold those.
That's
amazing.
That's a shock when you walk into that kitchen, though.
It catches you off guard.
Yeah, because you forget about it. You forget that it's there, and then it slaps you in the face.
You guys thought about hopping on the OnlyFans train?
No.
Okay. next question.
Have you?
We should start one. No.
Have you?
Why? No. Why did we get the response?
Because you know I'm trying to make it interesting. we should start like a rival to OnlyFans where you should be showing a little more. Like we don't even know who this is. You know,
you're saying show more than
like we're so covered up in our body. Yeah.
Just completely in the opposite direction. Yeah. Okay,
it's like a.
Or could we start an OnlyFans? But what could we post if it. It's like, go to my OnlyFans.
OnlyFans isn't like, it wasn't meant to be a porn subscription.
Yes.
What's it meant for?
It was supposed to be like Patreon.
Yeah. Weren't people teaching dance classes?
Well, no, people told me.
That's what I tell
my manager at the time told me I should do dance tutorials on OnlyFans. So I looked into it and then it had this reputation of nudes and I'm like, I'm not going to have that in my bio.
Imagine the disappointment of somebody paying for your dancing. And it's like, all right, kids, and we're going to be doing a 3K.
Yeah, could you imagine?
I just hear Jared from his room. It was a scam! She's just dancing! Bitch.
Do you remember OnlyFans reached out to us start
Jared,
posting
they
content?
They heard we got it.
Yeah, they emailed us and they're like, hey,
Beanstalk boys.
We're really trying to like change our brand image. Would you guys want to start posting exclusive content on there?
And we just get more gross. Everybody's like, you guys have gone too far.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, let's get a little bit wholesome. These are our wholesome friends.
Yeah, they're really steering that the wrong way.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
Oh, okay. We're the issue here.
All right.
Speaking of issues.
Is that gaslighting?
You guys have any?
Huh?
That was gaslighting, right?
What?
What he did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, okay. For sure.
I can't define it, but I think I can pick it up in this.
No, that guy did it.
Right, there it is.
We've been trying to figure it out.
That's an example.
I've been trying to find what Riz is.
Oh, yeah. He's got Riz.
It's like a
I got negative Riz. I cock-block myself.
This is Jared's Riz when we're at a party. That girl's cute. Go talk to her. No.
That's Zane.
Oh, yeah?
Zane's like, she's really pretty. Why don't you talk? No.
Okay. Actually, now I won't even look in her direction.
She knows
it's
too much.
It's just getting worse.
Yeah. He like tries to act like he's definitely not an option. He'll be like this. He'll start like, I'm like, yeah, that's, he's not doing well.
That girl's really pretty. Guess I got to leave.
So I should get out of here.
I should probably be going.
So why would they invite someone like that? They know I get nervous. It's disgusting. Yeah. Okay, now into couples therapy.
We're going to nail it.
Heath. Mariah.
Cheers.
Do you find it hard being in a relationship in this landscape of LA culture of, you know, you see your friends, they're passing around people like it's candy. But you two, you've stuck together for 5 going on 6 years, I assume?
Yeah.
When's the anniversary?
5 is after 6.
We actually don't.
Or 6 is after 5.
There she is. Wow. You ever try to make fun of someone and then be like, oh, well, I guess I'm the one that drools a lot.
We actually don't have an anniversary.
Gotcha.
What? Wait, how is that? You guys just don't.
Summer, sometime in the summer.
Uh-oh.
Or fall.
Yeah.
Or fall.
Could be winter.
Could be today.
Yeah, I really don't know. We just didn't like have like a celebration day.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We'll wait for the wedding.
Yeah, because then you got to change it down the road anyways.
Oh, that's
right,
true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Oh, that is like when you get married eventually, then you get rid
of. Start at one, yeah.
Yeah, then you get rid of your anniversary of dating.
My parents still keep their anniversary of dating.
Of course they do, but they're a little different than other couples, you know?
How?
Is
they're wit. Actually, we had them on their podcast, and they're way more in love than you guys, so I watch your mouth.
Damn.
Oh.
Anyway. Oh. You just didn't have to say that.
That was hurtful.
Okay. What was I going to say? No, I want to ask, when tension arises for somebody that's been together for 5 years... Like, how do you get past that? Say something annoys the other person. Do you guys have a conversation? How do you guys get past the point of, you know, I feel like we've been in relationships before where the arguments have been.
You guys dated?
Extensive.
That's what I thought you was going with. Yeah. I was like, I must have missed.
We're basically dating at this point. We live under the same roof.
Yeah.
We kiss.
At midnight.
I
strictly.
I'm the only one in this room that knows what Jared tastes like.
Bro, come upstairs real quick.
It's 11:59.
Well, I'm just trying to find love, and I want to know like how you guys keep such a steady.
Just
communication.
Yeah,
this is gonna be so simple and boring answers, but just communicate.
Yeah. Well, I saw a really interesting TikTok a long time ago, or maybe you showed it to me or something, but you know, everybody talks about their love languages like physical touch, words of affirmation. And this guy was talking about when you're in a relationship for it to be successful and healthy, you also have to understand each other's like fight languages, right?
Yeah.
So like if somebody,
my mom always says that.
Yeah. So it's like if somebody wants to argue or like talk immediately versus somebody that wants to just cool down for a second and then come back to it a couple hours later.
What are your love languages?
All of them.
All of them.
All of them.
I would say mostly like.
What are each other's? If you had to guess like what her top ones are.
What do they get? There's gift giving. There's gift affection. Giving,
there's podcasting.
Words. Podcasting.
Words. I know what mine is.
There's like physical touch, words of affirmation, gift giving, acts of service, and there's a fifth one.
Pull up some newlywed questions. Let's see how well they know each other.
That was all the above. well, we like if somebody goes somewhere, like we'll come home and like surprise them with like a drink from the gas station or just something silly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not like I brought you a pearl necklace.
But
do you want one?
Pearl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Add that to the list.
I just keep getting her 7-Up.
Dude, this whole time I thought she just really liked Diet Coke. Really, she wanted diamonds.
Couple DCs. It's my birthday. Got you a couple a case of DCs.
Couple Kit Kats, a Reese's.
Okay. And then what are his?
Well, mine was acts of service. That's what I thought mine was.
Yeah, just like doing things.
I think your acts of service and what were they?
Words of affirmation.
Physical
you
touch.
Like reassurance.
Yep. I like reassurance.
Yeah.
So whatever that means. He's the best.
He's the best. And then what about your fighting languages? Like if you guys are in a little bit of spat, are you want to talk about it immediately or just like, I got to cool off?
I usually like to address it. Like talk immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause there's no point in like waiting, especially if you like live in the same house and then you both don't have like regular jobs. So you're home most of the day.
I know. Yeah.
You know, it's not like, you know, maybe you get into a tiff in the morning and you don't have time cause you have to go to your 9 to 5 or something, but it's like you're home. What are you going to do? Walk around the next 3 hours and get pissed at each other and just be so passive aggressive.
Right.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah. That sounds like hell.
And it's never, we've never had anything like us. We've never had
a big blow, like a fight, like
just like annoying little things of. Because like, yeah, you live together, you work together, you're a boyfriend and girlfriend, like you do everything together. But surprisingly, we're very good at balancing everything.
That's rare.
That's boring. Can you make something up?
Yeah.
One time he hit me
the other day.
In the eye?
No, like in the chin.
In the heart.
Oh,
yeah. Oh. The in the lung.
Oh. I need the overhead.
So you guys you're social people. You have friends. A lot of those friends.
Are you making this question up off the top of your head? Do you know?
Do I know the rest of the sentence?
Yeah, I don't think you do.
There's like a Michael Scott quote about that.
He's like, sometimes I start a sentence, I don't know where it's going to end up or something.
Yeah. I just hope I find it along the way.
You guys are social people.
You guys have friends.
You guys have people that you hang out with.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of those people produce eggs once a month or whatever they do.
Are you looking for a girlfriend?
Are you talking about their chickens?
You want a chicken?
Like, what are you talking about?
Jared and I, we're both on the market, aren't we?
You're trying to find us girlfriends right now?
Why are you so against this? Wouldn't you want to find love?
I do.
Work with me for once.
I am. I wish I could follow what the hell you're talking about.
He like speaks in code.
Yeah, I know.
Ones and zeros, baby. Well, I am AI. I'm the first one. But anyway, anybody you could see us with your friends that are really hot. And what other attributes, Jared?
Kind.
I wish you would have been like, just hot.
Yeah, what are you looking for?
There we go, Jared. Ask.
What am I looking for?
I feel like you both have somebody in mind that you guys are just hoping we will mention. Because this is like...
What? No. Jared
does.
I actually don't.
You've got a crush on their one little friend.
We have a little friend.
Oh. I know. He's talking about...
I've never heard of that name in my life.
She's the girl that...
I put my liquid death thing on my necklace just now.
Oh, that actually looks really good.
Oh.
Wait, you put what brand on your necklace?
My liquid death. LIQUID.
Wouldn't that be great if they sponsored this show?
That would be
amazing. We're thinking a long term deal.
They don't already. This is the only thing you have in your house.
They did send us some, but
that's a good job.
But I meant, wouldn't it be nice if they did a long term deal and we. Amounts of coin was in our pocket, and then we also drank. Okay,
I think that's good. I'd just like water, just a box dropped off every week.
Yeah, it is nice. It's
good water.
It's great water.
We got a guy we can talk to you.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor, Athletic Greens.
I take AG1 by Athletic Greens every day. The reason I started AG1, you want to hear? I was feeling tired. I was feeling a little lethargic. I felt like life was on a downhill slope. And then I popped some of that Athletic Greens AG1 into my system, and I've never felt better. And that might sound pitchy, but before we were even sponsored by Athletic Greens, I genuinely was taking this product, and I gave it to my mom to make her feel better. I gave it to my best friend back home because he was feeling a little down, and I gave it to him, and then his energy boosting was back up. Like, this stuff is magical. And you might be thinking, Zach, they're paying you. You have to say it. I would say it anyway, okay? It's the thing. Take AG1 if you're serious about your health. It'll start turning your life around. At least in my experience, it has. Jared, it's been helping you. Explain what AG1's been doing for you.
Well, I take AG1 in the morning before I get started with my day, before I do my workout. And
don't talk like we're sponsored. Talk like you actually use it because we actually do. Talk like that, man. We actually like this product. Talk.
Okay, sorry. No, I legitimately love taking AG1. It really is the first thing I do. It's so easy. It's one scoop of AG1 with water. I like to add a little bit of juice because I think it enhances the flavor. I do it right before my workout. It fits right into my fitness routine, and I feel rejuvenated.
Here's a little info. Every scoop is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food source ingredients of the highest quality that give you the major benefits like gut and mood support, boosted energy, that's the part I love the most, and even healthier looking hair, skin, and nails. And who doesn't want that?
If you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/dropouts. That's athleticgreens.com/dropouts. Check it out right now, please. Thank you. Thank you, Athletic Greens. Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor, BetterHelp.
So recently, through therapy, I have learned that I intellectualize my feelings, which means I'm not actually feeling them. And that is something, knowing that information has helped with the process of healing from trauma that I've gone through. And this is just one of the many benefits of therapy, is you get to bounce your brain off someone else, which when you can get out of your own head and get help, it does wonders. We go to the gym for our bodies. Why are we not going to the gym for our minds? It's very simple. Work out your mind with some therapy. Everyone needs it, whether you're in a dark place in life or the best place in life. It's just good to have a place you can return to every week and maintain that consistency.
Therapy is all about deepening your self-awareness and understanding, because sometimes we don't know everything about ourselves. We don't know why we do the things we do. We don't know why we react the way that we do. And BetterHelp will connect you to a licensed therapist that will take you on that self-understanding journey.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you really need to give BetterHelp a try. It's not as scary of a dive in as you think it is. You could do it anywhere with people that really, really care about you and getting you to a place where your brain is, let's say, happy.
And all you need to do to get started is just fill out a brief questionnaire, and BetterHelp will connect you to a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Discover your potential with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/dropouts and get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dropouts for 10% off your first month. Do it for your brain.
And back to the show.
And back to the... Don't worry about him.
What else you got?
No.
Come on, make something up.
No,
we're not. Okay, so now we know his. Who's yours?
Don't worry about me. Listen, we're about to speak for each other. So I'm going to describe the girl that Jared needs, and then maybe throw out a name or somebody that you think. Okay, he likes someone who's likes him back. But kind. You like a little adventurous.
Okay.
I wouldn't say you're in like the prude arena.
You're disgusting.
I know.
I'd say he probably wants like a freak in the sheets.
I think he does.
But then what's the opposite?
Lady in the streets.
Lady in the streets. He wants somebody like humble and quiet and funny and cute and then behind closed doors.
I don't think that's what you want. I think you like a little bit of someone like, because you had a crush on Danielle for a while. Like you like somebody
until
that's
she
like,
opened her mouth.
I thought that's the part you liked.
Well, I think I like that.
You don't have to like bleep out that name. Daniel doesn't matter.
I think that I like that as like a friend quality. And then I just get that confused. Because like, imagine us in a relationship.
Yeah.
That would be the funniest thing in the entire world.
Okay, it would be funny.
She would bully
you. It'd be entertaining. Exactly.
That's like, I don't need bullying in a relationship. I like teasing every once in a while. I can handle that. But that would just remind me of high school all over again.
You know who you're exactly like? You're the same person.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Danielle's friend, Maria.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I know.
She's kind of tall.
Yeah.
She's also from Ohio. Yeah. Me and Danielle always say that.
I met her at Boogie Wonderland or whatever that was.
You guys
was.
Are very similar.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, that's one down.
Is she in a relationship?
No.
I don't know. Is she cute? I haven't seen
she's
her.
She's gorgeous. She's very cute. Yeah. Jared. And she's tall.
Does she like...
She's really funny too. We had a really
Jared likes her. Does she like editors and stuff, or like people that?
Yeah, specifically only editors.
Wait, Jared! Holy hell!
What?
Buy the merch.
Oh, get the shirt.
That's
almost sold out.
So sick.
It's actually really nice.
You don't have to hype it up. That felt so like, all right, we gotta say this.
No, that's really sick.
Thank you.
We've had it for 6 months and haven't talked about it.
talked about it like 4 times.
I want one.
It looks like Bob's.
There's one over there.
Yeah, you can just
have
one.
There's an extra one.
I'll give you money.
We don't need it.
We're good. That's insulting.
No, we actually do. We really do. That's why Jared hasn't quit yet. Actually, don't buy a shirt. He'll quit. Buy the merch. I don't know how.
Shopdropouts.com.
But it's almost all sold out and we haven't promoted it. So thanks, guys.
It was pretty.
We're glad you like it. Anyway.
He's a dropout.
Hell yeah.
Of what? True.
College.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. You and Zane at the same time?
Me and then
Zane. I feel like Zane was like, well, maybe.
I was in school.
Is that when like the adult was talking in the front of the class?
No, yeah, we both dropped out and moved out here.
I'm not going to ask any follow-ups. And you know that. They know the story.
Yeah.
We're over here to riff. Let's just pretend we're friends. Why are we... This feels too interviewy.
Wait, who do you have your eyes on?
What are we talking about?
Love.
No, I feel like I'm...
You need to take a break.
That's what I'm saying.
Amen.
Yeah, you need to...
I think I need to take a break.
Yeah.
Definitely need to take a break.
Why would you say it lasting like that?
Because... You just need a break, dude.
And you need like, whatever the opposite of a break is. That's what you need to break someone's back.
Holy shit!
And it could, if he's game shaming you.
Game shaming.
You've just been game shamed. He is insinuating that I am saying you have
no game,
limited game. Yeah,
zero riz.
Good.
There we go.
There we go.
There it is. First
was time. There gaslighting in there somewhere? Because I kind of felt it.
No, that was just being rude.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, cap.
Wait, I saw this tweet the other day, and it said, people with a 1.5 GPA saying no cap. And then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Graduation.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, and it's no gown, too.
That's funny.
Mm. I just figured out recently that Riz is just short for charisma.
No
idea.
You did.
That's like me finding out sus is just suspicious.
Yeah, that one we all knew. But but Jared,
riz is charisma.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's why it's like if you have no riz, you have like no charisma. That's why you're not charming.
That's where every word comes from. It's just shortened.
Yeah, it's just like
let's make one up right now.
Okay.
Wait, is LOL stand for something?
Lots of love.
What about STFU? She's been texting me that a lot.
Actually, you texted me that the other day.
What did I say? Anytime Jared puts up a story on Instagram.
Oh my God, dude. Anytime there's any like line of communication, he shuts it down. Like we're going to a business meeting the other day. It's in Venice. We had to drive separately. And
like my parents everywhere now.
You guys did carpool?
Well, he was already down in Venice playing basketball and I was still up here. So we just had to drive separate. But so I walk outside of the building and I'm like, hey, are you here yet? And he just responds, leave me alone.
Dude, you can't let this guy. Look, I let him in my life a little bit. Now he's living with me. Hey, I want this.
Why'd you say that?
Because I wanted him to leave me alone.
Oh, okay.
I ask him,
checks out.
I also think it's
your turn.
I also think it's really funny that like we definitely should know where each other's at in that moment.
Yeah.
And then just to say, just dude, leave me like I don't know you. Like leave me alone.
But then I run into like the guy that set up the business meeting and we're talking out front of the building and he's like, oh yeah, just ask where Zach was, and he said he's 2 minutes away.
Because I knew you guys would find each other.
And then
he believes in you.
And then I posted like a story. It was just like a joke about my alarm every morning is the Rocky theme song, right? And I was like, does anybody else have funny ringtones or whatever for their alarms? And Zach goes, no, because we're not seven, you know? And I was just like, I just responded. I was like, let me live, okay?
Pretty bad story to put up.
All right.
Yeah, that's I mean, what? Yeah, what are you, seven? That's
handsome. Like
hands up. Come here.
He's fine.
He's got your arm ripping off.
He's
good.
He's fine. Keep talking.
No. Have you ever... Are you the type of haircut person while you're getting your haircut? Oh my gosh, I love it.
Yeah, it looks
and you're just crying
it's
in the car.
Perfect every time. Yep. I'm like, exactly
to
what
be,
I wanted. Thank
to be
you.
Fair, I don't think I've ever gotten a haircut, looked at myself in the mirror and been like, all right, that looks good. I'm glad I did this.
It's happened to me maybe twice.
I've never been like, my hair looks good.
No, every time I'm like, I should have grown it out forever. Especially for guys. Like girls, they'll get a haircut and they're like, oh my, I feel so different. And they'll do like a transition video on TikTok and you're like, oh, that's the same person with the same hair. And then guys, it's like, we look deranged.
So
it's like, oh, I look like Dobby from Harry Potter now. No worries.
I went to your reference. Past couple of haircuts and it's so funny.
What I look like while getting a cut.
No, it's funny hearing you describe what you want.
Oh, what? Oh, I don't know.
Like he just...
I show a picture of
like
Ryan Gosling.
He doesn't just go in and he's like, yeah, let me get a number two. Let me fade it to one. Like, whatever. Like, you don't bring up the numbers. You're just like, so it's like see-through, right?
It's kind of so my hair right now is like translucent. So
he literally says that. It's see-through. And the guy was like, okay, do you want to start with like a three? He goes, It's just see-through. Like, I just, it's see-through.
I came here for more hair. Like, can you sweep up some of it from other people and like throw it on there?
Well, I don't know what number I get because some people do it differently. And they'll always start out. They're like, do you want to do like a one fade to whatever?
Yeah.
And I go, just not too short because my hair is see-through. Like, it's really thin. And if it goes short, like, you could see my scalp and it like looks really bad.
It's yeah. just funny. Like, the phrase see-through when you're my describing hair is see-through. Your hair.
La Ventana.
But yeah, it's see-through. So I don't know what to get.
Just say clean it up and give it a fade.
Every time I'm just like, I trust you, do whatever.
Yeah, that, and they're just like, do you want to mullet?
It's like going to a restaurant. It's like, I'll take whatever. And they're like, oh, I don't like this food.
Surprise me.
Yeah. How's the hair transplants been going in though?
A little bit. It's starting to. So I did the whole shock system and they all fell out. I had a panic attack. And then now they're starting to come in a bit.
Wait, what does it mean they fall out? Like,
so they take it from the back and then they punch a hole.
Yeah.
And then they stick the hair in the hole.
Okay.
And then it heals in like a couple days and like holds it. But like a month after you get it, the hair dies and falls out.
Okay. So the follicle is still
in there.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And it has to start growing like a little baby.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you were talking, when you said they fall out, I was like, the follicle falls out? What the hell is the science behind this?
So they plant the follicle and then the hair
comes out.
Okay.
It's called like the shock
method.
Yeah. See, they go into shock.
Okay. Gotcha.
And now they're starting, like they're very, very, very tiny and they're starting to come through.
It's exciting though.
I know. I can't wait. I feel like in like 4 more months, it'll be.
Hell yeah.
I won't be calling my hair see-through anymore.
Then you're going to look too good.
I
might make a move.
Easy.
Well, before
easy
we get off the
white chocolate.
I like that name. Before we get off the topic, I used to go get my hair cut at the KC Beauty Academy. I don't know if I should say that.
What does it matter?
I guess not.
Yeah.
What's the KC
Beauty? Is it bad?
No, it's just they're
oh, it's the people in training. You get the free haircut.
Yeah, you get like the really cheap haircuts.
I've done it, yeah.
So I was in there one time and my haircut would always take 2 hours. But you know, it was like $10.
They're snipping one hair at a time.
Oh,
yeah, it was like $10. I was like, I couldn't even afford that at the time. This was when we were living in hell. Yeah. So this lady's like cutting my hair, but the whole time the person that's teaching the
instructor,
but she had like a crazy name, like the Emperor of Hair was watching the student, and she's like, okay, make sure you do this, and she's just like so scared, and then she's like, hey, do you want me to, she's like, make sure you cut off the like baby hairs off his neck, you know how like we always get lined up with the whatever
straight
you call
razor?
Straight
razor.
This was like a
trimmer.
And and so she's like cutting it and it's really hurting. Like really hurting.
What?
And I'm like, but I'm not saying anything because I'm the type of person, it's like I used to work at Outback Steakhouse. Even if they spit in my food, I'll give you 20%.
My sister worked at Outback.
Oh, here we go. Was she better than me?
Of course.
Oh, what's the hot cousin doing? Still being hot?
Single as ever, yeah.
Hell yeah, brother. Anyway,
so we just said take a break.
Listen, have you seen her cousin?
Yeah.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to take a break either.
Enough.
That's enough.
She's got like a lot of crazy hot cousins.
Okay. I know. We gotta move to the East Coast.
She'd be so mad if we got one of her cousins pregnant. Dude, imagine like a Zach in the,
my heart just sung.
Like I change your cousin's last name to Justice. You'd be so mad. You'd be at the wedding like.
Oh no.
And then we got bait. Like, we do a double wedding.
Oh, if we both infiltrated her family.
And they all look the same. So it's like we on the wedding day, we'd be like, is this one mine? I think that one's mine. No, that one's yours. Anyway, so she's cutting my hair and like it's really hurting. And she turns me around, like, you want to see it afterwards? And I'm just like dripping blood.
No, there's no way.
I have pictures. I just have cuts all over my neck.
How is that possible?
Like cuts,
it shouldn't hurt.
No, cuts all over my neck. I gotta
did
find
she
these
not
pictures.
Have, like the guard on.
She didn't. She definitely. That was her last day at school.
I just don't understand because even like without the guard on, they're designed to like really not cut you. And then
you have to try to cut something.
Yeah, because like if you're getting it, when you're getting your baby hairs cut and it's like lining it up, they go no guard and they're going skin to skin, you know, whatever. Right. I don't understand how
that
happened.
Possible? How hard was she pushing?
Yeah, like
but even
a
that.
Baby could have came out. She was pushing so hard. Hold on. That wasn't a full laugh. I could tell that you put it on.
It took me a second to delete.
to delay.
To delay.
It took me a second. You guys just keep talking. I'm finding this picture.
Now, the best thing when it comes to hair, the best term I ever found out was just saying clippers only, because I always called the actual trimmers clippers, but to them, clippers is scissors. And so, because I
write that down,
I hate getting fades. Like, I just, it doesn't look good on me. And so I would always try to be like, don't give me a fade. And they would be like, cool, we'll give you an extra tight fade.
Oh, man.
And so then I found clippers only, and I was like, oh, man, changed my life forever.
That's a good barbershop name.
Clippers only. That's nice.
Yeah, good basketball team.
The Clippers.
Have you ever gotten a straight razor shave?
No,
my favorite thing.
I've never had the need to. Like, I can't grow enough to, like, need.
No, you could do it.
I know, like, I could, technically.
Look at this. This is my neck afterwards.
Oh, my.
It looks like you got mauled.
Yeah, I know.
That's bad.
Wait,
this is after healing a little bit, too.
Send that to me.
$10, though? I don't know. I'd do it.
You could probably do a better job.
I could.
Haircuts are so expensive now.
Dude, I went to Great Clips, right? Because normally there's a guy named Reed in Vegas that, like, we used to go a little more often to visit his family, but we hadn't been in a while. My hair was getting crazy.
It was cheaper for us to drive to Vegas to get our haircuts.
That's insane. And it was actually like a good airdrop haircut.
Your hairdrop.
So I just needed, we hadn't been in a while. My hair was crazy. And so I was just like, let me go to Great Clips and they'll just do it. The last time I went into Great Clips, a haircut was $10. Yeah. I walk in, it is $23 now.
I don't understand. I just don't understand.
When the hell did that happen?
How much do you pay for your haircut?
It's a lot.
How much?
Well, I do.
They do the hot towel.
I do hair.
He gets the works.
You have an experience.
But I think it's $125.
I remember paying like $12 to get my hair trimmed.
Yeah,
but I go to like a gentleman's spot where I'm there for a very long time.
Ooh,
they do like a hot towel with like this like gel stuff, and then he'll like put it over my face. it's like
him around a little bit.
Yeah, and pull my see-through hair.
He puts like the suction cup on the top,
and it's just like this whole experience thing. And I just love like the straight razor shave. Mm. Something about putting that trust into another man.
This like man literally has just
a razor blade, one blade just right here along your throat.
Does it help?
But I close my eyes. I can't look at them.
Does it help with ingrowns?
No. Yeah. Dude, it's the best.
Because they exfoliate.
Yeah, they like work on it and then they let that hot towel sit on your face for like 10 minutes and like steam it and it brings everything.
Oh, that's
really nice.
I have an ingrown right now.
I think we should go to a spa together.
We should all go get our beards done tomorrow.
Dude,
yes.
Give me a few days to let it grow out a little more.
You can do a beard transplant.
You're Italian, so just want a mustache, right?
Yeah.
I want a beard so bad. And like, it's getting better as I'm getting older. Like when I was 20, I wanted a beard and I just had nothing. And then now, like almost 25, it's like coming in, but it's still patchy. Like it still would look like
shit. You should try going
through
puberty.
Matt can't either.
You've been doing that mustache where they won't let you in the YMCA though. That's been pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mustache is a move though.
Not my move.
His mustache move is the moms moving the kids away when they see him.
I need like, that's I want to do a beard transplant. And then. Sure.
There's a beard transplant?
Yeah. You could do anything. Where do they take it from? You could do anything.
The back of your head for the beard?
From your back.
Your doctor say someone did like their pubes or something?
Yeah, he was saying this girl, she was like married or something and her ex-husband made her get like laser hair removal down there. And I guess they broke up or whatever. And she was like, I want my genital hair back.
No.
That's right, way. Girl. You get that life back.
So she came in and did a landing strip.
Wow. Yeah.
Transplant.
Interesting.
I'm trying to be the one in that cockpit, huh?
Oh, enough.
Enough. That's enough. What's this guy doing? This guy should be filtered.
You bring unfiltered on, but it's just like, don't say that.
Well, recently I went to a spa.
Okay.
And by that, I mean, I had to take a shower at an LA Fitness. And the amount of old men who
they don't care.
They want you to see their balls.
I don't understand it.
It has to be on purpose because there's no, like, you have to try to be that naked and exposed.
And it's they're never like, you're never looking at it and being like, I wish I had that one. It's always like, I wouldn't show that to people. Like that's
hitty. But it kind of makes you feel good.
Yeah, until they make me touch it, but
no, yeah, until they push you into the sauna.
Oh yeah, there was a sauna there. I didn't get in because, again, it was just a bunch of old people. And
they just sit there, legs spread wide.
Oh, dude, spread eagle.
No way.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Like,
and then it's just sitting on the sauna seat. Yeah. So then you're like, somebody is going to sit there next.
Dude,
they don't care.
The craziest one I saw, it was at LA Fitness. It was in the changing.
Worked up thinking about it.
It was in like the changing area of it where like the benches are and the lockers and stuff. Sitting butt ass naked, and he got up, and it was like one of those, like the bench was one of those materials where, you know, in science class, like the big black desks,
yes, that of course,
left like moisture.
Okay.
Yeah, like oils. Like, yeah.
So he gets up, there is a full ass print and just two ball. Little dots.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
It was.
You guys should go to.
Oh,
Lifetime Gym.
Unbelievable.
It's where a whole that? Day. It's like
Laguna Niguel.
The most insane gym.
Where's Laguna? Is that in Tokyo?
You went with Ilya, right?
Yeah, it's
and then Laguna. We went to one.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. It's a really, really, really nice spot. They've got this insane rock climbing wall. As soon as you walk in, it goes up like four stories in the middle of everything.
It's a gym,
but you can get Botox there.
You could get there's a spot. You could get your hair cut. You could get your nails done.
Dude, it's insane.
There's a cafe. There's a whole poolside. It looks like a resort, but there's no
water slides.
Like rooms.
Shut
right?
the hell up.
And yeah. like cabanas, you can like hang out. Out and get a cabana seating.
Indoor, outdoor swimming.
What?
Like waterfalls, water slides.
You're not going, Alyssa. Why do you look so happy?
You literally spend the entire day there.
I looked up
and
fucking
it's not
Laguna.
As expensive as you think. I feel like Equinox is more.
It's a cheaper membership than Equinox.
How far away?
No way.
Yeah.
It's a drive, right?
45 minutes, hour.
I've driven longer for less.
60 miles from here. An hour and a half if we leave right now.
But it's a whole day thing. Like you hit the gym and then you just, and all the stuff in the bathroom
is like massages,
luxurious like body wash and hair. It's like.
Oh yeah. You can get like facials there too.
Yeah. Everything.
Dude, it's crazy.
Should we
it's
move amazing. To Laguna just to yeah. be yeah. next to this?
Now we're talking.
They're supposed to be opening one up in, what is it? Century City, like by the airport.
No way.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, wow. That's. Terrible area.
Terrible area, but a more tolerable drive.
Yeah.
Speaking Bingo. Of another hour drive, Texas Roadhouse.
Shut up.
Really?
I would
Where?
Go
I love right. Texas Roadhouse.
To the right.
Yeah.
Out of the driveway, you go right.
You get to throw your rib bones and pour your drink on the floor when you're done.
No, you just had a bad family.
You no, you're just
you
white trash.
Punch the waiters.
I thought it was just peanuts.
No, you throw everything. You empty the plate. You take your knife and empty it on the...
I don't think I've ever been to a Texas Roadhouse. I don't.
I've been to a Texas Roadhouse. We didn't get to do that though. We're just doing it, and they're like, "Please leave."
And then for your birthday, they bring a saddle to the table, and you have to sit on the saddle.
Oh, that's fun!
And no, like they have... definitely don't do that there.
That's gaslighting. You figured it out.
I definitely don't do that there.
Nailed.
I can tell she's gonna be like,
"I don't know what you're talking about."
Oh, I guess he's right.
Maybe I'm thinking of Longhorn.
Remember, guys, we've never fought, so I won't bring it up.
Communication.
Communication is just you saying you're right and her going, okay.
Because I'm so used to being wrong.
She goes, like this time, we're like, no, you're right on that. Wait,
no,
what about this time? No, so McDonald's right. does serve chicken nuggets. No, he said they don't.
I want McDonald's.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
There's no way you could go back to like American McDonald's after trying what no. he described.
Oh, really?
And
I wish I got the Sprite. Heard a lot of good things.
Yeah,
Samurai Burger.
You definitely get a Sprite here.
It's called a Samurai Burger. What's that?
Oh, all the names were crazy, right? Oh, that's dude. What your burger was called, Samurai.
It's Samurai Burger.
Oh, that's a dope ass name.
It's pretty
we
sick.
Have Big Mac.
I brought a wrapper back. For Jordan, because okay. he's obsessed with McDonald's.
Of course he is.
So I brought him back a wrapper.
Let's let them guess what happened when we gave him the wrapper.
So like I folded it up so we could like pack it. He obviously like we gave him like other different knickknacks and stuff, and I gave him the wrapper, You guys take guesses. What
guess
happened.
What he? Oh wait, do you know what he did?
I do know what he did.
Guess what he did? We gave him the wrapper from McDonald's.
What? Wait.
What wait. Is this?
Wait. What? Yes. Is this a wrapper?
Yes. But then what? But what action did he perform?
He probably smelled it.
Yes.
Okay.
Keep going.
And then I assume he tried to lick the cheese off of it.
He licked every.
Yeah.
Square inch of this wrapper.
Yeah.
Just no, there's actual sauce. Like, you know what a wrapper looks like when you're done eating it.
Yeah.
Licked. Oh. Repeatedly.
With no hesitation.
And how long is the flight from Japan to LA?
12 hours.
Okay, so it's already 12 hours old at
and
least.
It was the night at before. Least, yeah.
So have you ever thought about just putting him down? Just like, this one's not living. Like, this one's suffering.
Yeah, it needs to be put out of his misery.
So you won't try Popeyes? What about just a bite?
You would actually like
Popeyes. Popeyes is good. Like,
do
that's
they have, like,
real
popcorn chicken?
I think so.
Actually, yeah, I'm sure I'd like it. I don't have anything against it. I think I was just scared straight as a kid.
It's like it's like
his parents were
cakes.
Definitely not. Do you get it?
Yeah, I got the joke.
What's the joke?
My parents are gay.
Oh. That's never a joke, and that's
they're,
a quality.
They're what?
How many? Okay, if we start a Patreon, how many subscribers do you think we can get? Like, honestly, I think like 500.
I think you guys could get more than 500 patrons.
I think so.
What
too.
Are we averaging per
guys,
episode?
Guys, if you're listening right now and you would be a patron, comment what's below it? Or thumbs up this video and smash that like button.
What's a good price point?
$5.
Well, we started out, we did like 5, 10, and 15 and had different tiers for mm-hmm. stuff that you would get at each tier.
Yeah.
And it honestly was like confusing, I think, for people mm-hmm. because they would sign up and be like, wait, aren't we supposed to be getting this? And it was just like, I just wanted to make it easier. It's like we
stressful.
Were just like, the best thing we could do was just make it one tier, one price, yeah. all access to everything. So instead of doing 5, 10, 15, we just dropped it all to 5 and made it all on that tier. And it's just way easier. And yeah. everybody really liked that system.
And that's like, that's affordable, you know, like that's a cup of coffee yeah. Once a month, you know,
to
and
listen
then,
to us.
But
I'd rather have a cup of coffee. I'd rather have Kremota coffee.
There you go.
Available at Kremota.com/matcha. And if you get it soon, it'll be full price.
Order now.
Order now. Link in the description, but not our description. You're going to have to go watch their full episode, which just came out after this one. And
you're posting before us?
We usually do post before you. Also, can I stop?
You're good.
I found something that you guys are going to really like.
What?
There's a gumball machine on Facebook Marketplace, and it's an original Blockbuster gumball machine.
Shut oh, yeah. up.
It's really right sick.
And how it's close it? By. It's not, I think it's like
$200.
$200,
$300. That's fine.
That's not bad. That's not for a Blockbuster.
Oh, yeah. It feels so good just to go from, oh, I already ate and not have already eaten just because you can't afford everyone else going out to eat to... $200 gumball machine, whatever.
Fucking pick it up.
Yeah, suck it.
We went to Florida pretty recently, and I was with my buddy that I grew up with, and his childhood home, they got rid of it or whatever. And we went to drive by it because like I basically grew up in his house, like just going over every weekend. We drove by, and he told me they turned... So it's in the middle of a neighborhood, like something like this, imagine.
Okay.
His house, they converted into a... retirement live-in home.
No.
And there's like 16 elderly people.
Gross.
What the hell?
All living in this house.
In the middle of the neighborhood.
In the middle of the neighborhood. And it's like 4 old people per bedroom.
That sounds horrible. Like that.
And they're on like these tiny little cots and they just like stuff them into the corner and there's just like people that look after them all day.
Oh my God. That's so
I don't
depressing.
Know how
we live that life.
But imagine living that life when you're 90 years old.
Wouldn't it be nice to die in unison though?
I guess.
It's like, oh, are you dying Tuesday? I was thinking Wednesday. What if we meet in the middle and like midnight?
Right after you kiss.
Yeah. I mean, they say they get after it.
Oh God. Yeah. Do you think that each... Those 4 people per room are just
yeah
orgying it up.
You know they're wheeling those carts all over.
Oh, you know what? Did I already talk about this?
What?
In high school, one of my teachers came to a high school party and fought a kid.
No way.
I just think that's so funny.
That's worse than like having sex with a student.
Just beating the shit out of a kid.
No way.
Yeah, just showed up to the party. They had beef in class and they just duked it out.
How do you have beef?
With a kid.
Oh, I had beef with a teacher.
I'm not going to say her name, but she looks like a turkey. So
take that, Miss Turkey.
But I just thought it was hilarious.
That's crazy.
And then another principal got, he got taken out. He was having sex with just all of the moms.
What?
Yeah. And then
school did you go
another to? Principal had Shout sex with the students.
That's so bad.
I think he waited till they were 18. Now that it's better.
That's terrible.
They might not have been 18.
No.
Oh, no.
What about you? Did you ever fight a teacher?
Now that I think about it, it doesn't sound too crazy. Because there was a couple that I didn't like. But they were old. Like I just
love that town where like anything can happen. No, I don't love having sex with students. You gotta say that. Or people are like, he means that. And I don't. But just like, you have beef with your teacher. And it's like, all right,
was it a high school party?
Yeah, you just meet me on a dirt road and we're going to figure this out.
No way.
And then and the teacher won?
I'm not sure.
I don't know why. For some reason, I'm rooting for the teacher right now. I think
he lost. The teacher would have to win or he could never show his face in that school again.
I think he lost. I'll have to ask Skylar. But I had teachers dip their balls in my drink.
Shut up.
Okay, so we had a friend over. He left his chapstick. All the guys are hanging out. Obviously, if you leave and you leave your chapstick,
you rub it all over your genitals.
We put it on our genitals. I've told you this part of the story.
That's news to me.
His mom, my friend put it in the trash because he's like, oh, we can't actually give it to him. His mom took it out of the trash, used it. He was just like, it must have fallen in on the counter. And then my friend was like, you've gone to third base with all my friends. And,
God.
So she got mad. And she, like, funny mad, I guess. And she got two of her friends that also worked at the school. She bought us lunch and was like, here's your lunch. And then after we drank our drink, she's like, these guys dipped their balls in it. And we're like,
shut.
We're like, no. And still,
no.
And still to this day, if we ask them, we're like, okay, you didn't really. They're like, no, we did. Yeah, wild town.
It's crazy how young new teachers are. Aren't they like 24 years old? Like
should
young?
Not be looking over children.
Like, no.
Oh, no. I see some of the kids I went to school with are now teaching people. And I'm like,
yes.
I wouldn't. Yeah. I want to go in the class and be like, don't listen to them.
Yeah, no.
I saw their grades in school. Do not want to be learning from them.
This isn't the one you want to learn from. Which is, there's really good teachers, but it's just funny when you see the people you went to high school with, you still see them as kids always. And you're like, there's no way that guy flies a plane.
Oh, yeah. I think the same thing.
There's no way these guys have a podcast.
No, that part makes sense. Oh, these guys just like talk once a week for a living? Yeah, that makes sense.
That adds up.
I mean,
we are on the clock right now.
Yeah.
Isn't that's strange?
We're getting paid for this. It makes me feel bad.
I'm not getting paid for this.
Yeah, you can have some money.
Yay.
I always think of like moments like this where I'm having a really good time just talking and realizing I'm making money. And then I go back to like 18 year olds in World War II where they were drafted and they had to go on the front lines.
You guys are out of the draft age, right?
No.
What's the draft age?
Well, I'm an only child, so I can't go.
Oh, yeah, you got to pass that name down.
Yep.
Wait, I'm an only child of my mom's, just from my mom, but not my dad.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're screwed. I'm going in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going in.
Dang it.
Dang. But it's like, well, I mean, Taylor is already discharged, but he...
So did my... I can't even say that. I was going to say so did my girlfriend, but...
Gross. She had discharge?
You discharge, right? Alyssa?
Alyssa, don't answer.
That is a terrible word. They could have.
Yeah, it sounds very like mechanical.
A lot of people call it panty pudding, which I also think
Ew.
Is worse. That's just what I've heard.
Way worse.
Nobody calls it.
No.
That.
Alyssa told me that's what people call it.
No, I did not.
What do you call it?
Nothing.
The fun crusties?
Ew.
Oh, okay.
What? Alyssa said she broke up with a guy because he cheated on her, and she saw that she was going. He was going to an Italian restaurant one night with like a girl, and she snuck in and she sprinkled it on like Parmesan. Her discharge.
No, she didn't.
She got back at somebody.
You're disgusting.
You are disgusting.
Sorry. I should have kept that to myself.
Now it's out to the world. Her mom listens to this podcast, so I always say something a little weird, and she'll get a call, and be like, "Do you really use your discharge as Parmesan cheese at a local Italian cuisine?" And then she'll be like, "Yes, mom." What were we talking about? Fighting kids? Oh, the draft.
The draft.
But my dad, at one point in the military, he was Captain Justice. How cool is that?
Oh,
they
should make a movie.
And he flew fighter jets. Like,
oh, yeah,
it can't get cooler than that.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, he's a real hero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and my other teacher would just tell me, he's like, he's like, come here. He trusted me. He's like, hey, all right, there's the keys to the golf cart. He's like, there's a golf cart outside. And at the middle school down the road, they're having free meals out with steak. He's like, no, it was burgers. He's like, what burgers? He's like, y'all go get me one. And me and Skylar would just leave school on like,
what?
Putting down that the road.
Crazy.
I had a teacher. I don't know why he was a teacher. He fucking hated kids. But he also had anger issues, but he would try to like, I don't know, like keep it together, but he would bite his knuckles. Right. Mm,
that is not a good sign.
That's psychotic. And there is one time, so our school had six periods or seven periods, right? I had him. Oh, he was a Latin teacher too. Like just one of the worst subjects.
Double whammy.
I had him sixth period. And then I had friends in his seventh period class. And so our class was just acting the fuck up. Like we were driving him wild. And then bell rings. We leave. The next class comes in.
I just cut to, I feel like we could cut to a clip of Jared in the back watching everybody else go wild and then feeling like you're a part of it.
No, no,
you
no,
went
no.
crazy that class.
Oh. Normally,
get him, Jeremy.
Normally that would be me, but I hated this dude. And so after school, my friends that are in his last bell, they're like, what did you guys do to him? And we're like, what are you talking about? They're like, we walked into class and his knuckles were wrapped with paper towels and they were bleeding through the paper towels.
Jeez.
And
should not be working with children.
No. And so, and then there was like, there was one time he gave me a detention in class, right? And it was called the 230 Club.
And,
that
sounds fun.
That's a unless you're on Epstein's Island.
Dentist's favorite club.
Oh, nice. 230.
230.
So I get
you got. I feel like you're the only one that probably goes to the dentist regularly.
No, opposite.
Okay,
I've never been in my life.
Sorry, I want you. Have you never been?
Never.
I want to know who here has been to the dentist last, because I feel like we all need to go.
Me, for sure.
It's been like years.
No,
it's
definitely been you have years. No idea.
Yeah. Wait, Alyssa,
I have a dentist like phobia.
Oh.
Like I have a doctor phobia.
Why? Why? They help people.
Yeah.
Wait.
I'm scared of everything.
But if you don't go, there's nothing wrong with you.
I think
it's true.
Yes.
Mm.
Totally agree.
That's what my mom says.
Yes.
Well,
I think because growing up we didn't go to the doctor for every little thing. Mm-hmm. We never went.
Gotcha. Well, my brother-in-law just went and had testicular cancer. And they're like, if you would have came earlier, we could have caught it and saved the ball. You got to check yourself, boys. You check me, I'll check you. You stay alone.
Okay. That's fair.
Everybody pair up. Oh, yeah.
I do want to fall into this. So you're scared of doctors?
Let's not fall into this. My mom's going to watch it and be like, you haven't been?
Oh, dude, I haven't gotten a physical done since I was 18. Like,
I just went recently.
Really?
Oh, they feel your balls?
I haven't done a physical. I haven't been to the dentist in probably 6 years.
We need to all go to the dentist.
I think 6 years.
It
might be that long for me.
Years. Yeah.
Damn.
I just never had good experiences as a kid.
They're
just like, terrifying. They keep telling me I have cavities.
No, that's the thing. I've never had a cavity. I don't know why I'm so scared.
You just don't know.
Like every time I went, they're like, do you, when I was a kid, I lied about flossing. I never flossed as a kid. And they were like, you floss a lot, don't you? I'm like, yeah.
Hell yeah.
And they're like, no cavities, you're good.
Actually, I tweeted that out today. And I tweeted dentist. So have you been flossing recently? And then it's me. Of course. Meanwhile, my gums look like a vampire's wet dream. Just like gushing blood. Oh yeah, I definitely have been flossing.
And then like a normal doctor to see like a primary.
Yeah, we got
to
go. We got to start
15
going.
Maybe years.
Damn.
I was the same until I just went like a couple months ago for the first time.
You were good?
And I'm perfect. And I told her, I was so honest with her. I was like, I haven't been to a doctor in this long. I haven't like gotten any checkups. And she made me feel, she was like, you don't need to, you're good. And she was a doctor and she was like, I didn't go until I was 28. And I was like, okay. So she didn't make me feel like stupid.
Okay.
She was like, you're fine. That's like, you're good. If you feel good, you're good.
I hadn't gone since like the peeing incident, like in a very long time. And then
I would go for like a specific thing. Like I have low blood platelets. So I went to like a specific doctor for that.
They specialist.
Check my blood.
Gotcha.
I'd love to go to like a nutritionist and get everything done though.
Yeah.
Which would be really interesting.
Or they do a full body scan for firefighters.
Like yeah, my buddy did it. It's like, I think it's called like Life Scan. They do this scan like your whole body and will tell you if you have cancer anywhere, like any sort of disease. Like everything.
I kind of want to do it
in terrifying. One scan.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to like do that. Once and done.
But one time I went to get a physical when I was younger, and I don't know why I didn't know what a physical was, but I guess from watching movies and stuff, I thought it was like a prostate exam. I don't know.
No, I get that. I
knew you had to like drop your pants and the doctor checks stuff.
Yeah.
So he's like, all right, I'm going to need you to drop your pants. We're going to do the, you know, physical, whatever. And I pulled my pants down and I turned around and I bent my ass over.
Oh my God. And he goes, oh, there it is. There she is.
And okay, I didn't realize until later on in life, but he was just like, all right, you can turn around now.
All right.
And I just want to know what he thought I was hoping for. You know what I mean? Because like,
he thought you wanted to get pegged. Like, that's 100%.
All right. Good thing he was a good doctor.
Yeah.
He could have probably done some sort of test. Oh,
dude, if he had any sort of...
Oh, he's like, fuck. What? Got an easy one today.
What would you have honestly done if he just went, just spit in it? Would you have been like, that's part of the procedure. He's got to lube it up.
Wow, it really is like TV.
Yeah, when do we need to get our prostate examined? Can we go together?
Like 40.
I feel like we should do it earlier. Mm-hmm. I have colon cancer in my family.
That seems like something you can check for yourself. I feel like they're holding the secret of what you look for. Because if they just stick a finger in
and they can tell.
They should be like, all right, there's like a little ball on the back or something. Like, dude, if you feel it, you're fucked. You know what I mean?
This is making my butt. They should have like an at-home kit.
That's what I'm saying.
You throw it in there and then it's like, oh, you got it.
There's no way that, because they're not doing anything in there.
No, they're just tickling your G-spot.
They're just feeling around. There's got to be a way you could do it at home. Like, I would rather have you put a glove. You what? Too.
I'm right here.
I'd rather me not. <I'm> right. is it Harry?
I don't know. I can't see it.
Is it Harry?
I don't know. I can't see it.
Oh, then it's Harry if you can't see it. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'll do it. I've got like pretty... Like,
actually, you got... No, yours are wider.
Yeah, okay. I got pretty thin feet. I'm not going to go all the way in, you know? I'm going to feel for the ball thing that you're talking about.
I was making it up. That's what, in my head.
You were talking about it
We're
earlier.
Just figuring it out. He's like, what do you feel? All right. It's like...
There's a ball in there.
There's a ball in there. Get it out.
It's a bullet. There's BBs.
This is why Maria won't... This is why Mariah won't eat it.
Ew.
I have to pee now.
Come on.
Enough. I know. You like everything... G-rated, I apologize.
I'm not leaving because I got uncomfortable. I actually have to pee.
I also
have to take pee. That, Mariah.
Did you dry your hands, hon?
No, I didn't.
Give yourself a prostate exam in there?
It turns out there is
a little ball. And if you shake it, it tells your fortune. Well, no, wait, we were talking about something else.
Oh, back to the...
PP
tube?
Oh, no, the guy was touching you. Oh, yeah, you're bent over.
Oh, yeah. And then he just like...
He's like, all right.
All right, good. You're good. Thank you. Right. And then he did the test.
Cough.
Oh, when I was little, I was 7 years old, maybe six when I got my first one done. And it was a woman, which I just thought, no. Like, I don't know.
Jackpot.
No. Well, no, I just felt so, I was just looking up in the air and I felt ashamed. I was like, she's got to know I'm a little boy. Like, it'll grow one day. I remember thinking like this isn't it. Like, this is
it's gonna get bigger one day.
Like, there's this thing called puberty. Like, what you're looking at now is like you're seeing a prequel. Like, usually, yeah, you'd watch this later. But anyway, I was a little embarrassed. So I want to get out that.
Right.
I want to get that out there. Have you seen The Fault in Our Stars?
No.
Yeah.
Sad. Oh yeah, you don't like movies.
Okay.
What I do mean, you like?
True.
She likes The Office. I wish I could see the amount of hours.
That like she's put into a total the total number.
Yeah. Like, you know, on Call of Duty, you can see like right hours now. Played.
I don't think you would want to see that. I think that would kind of be a horrifying statistic.
So obviously I've watched The Office backwards and forwards a million times, but now on Peacock, they have it. They have the same episodes, but there's deleted scenes in each one that you haven't seen before. It's called like super fan episodes. So there's extra stuff now that's brand new.
Oh,
that you haven't seen before.
That's
so
cool, though.
I finished watching those and now I'm at the point like when I go get ready, if I do like my hair and makeup, I put on YouTube like best pranks, best of Jim, best of Dwight over and over.
That's all we watched on the way to Big Bear.
Did you like Modern Family or no?
My family did.
No, you. You're. They're, oh, right. They're not on the podcast. No. You're on it.
I know it's. No, I didn't watch it. I know it's
you,
funny.
I feel like you love it.
If it's on, I'll like. No, I don't watch it.
Yeah, she's lying.
Like, I'll
if just, it's like if my family's watching it and I call them and I hear in the background, then why
is that watching?
Is that? But you like cinema, right?
Hey, we watched a movie last night.
What did you guys watch?
Murder Mystery 2.
What you guys didn't watch a movie last night.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Murder Mystery 2 came out on Friday.
Is that the one with Adam Sandler?
Yeah, yeah, but there's a Murder Mystery 1. The second one came out yesterday, two days ago.
Oh, there was the first one? I was like, weird that they just jumped straight to 2.
Murder Mystery 2. Well, there's a first one.
It's T-O-O.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding.
Also.
Hey, thanks for catching us up on that.
Hit the button.
You can't command the button.
I love like action comedy.
You're like.
Like one of my favorite movies is Zombieland.
Oh, that's a fantastic movie, yeah. Though.
I don't like when you said the Stars one.
Stars.
The Stars one. I didn't watch, surprisingly, I didn't watch that or The Notebook. I've never seen that.
Notebook's
or Twilight.
A little overrated,
yeah, you're not missing much.
You never saw Titanic either, right?
No, I did see Titanic.
Yeah. Did you enjoy
my
it?
Grandmother made me watch that.
Have you done the Titanic exhibit in
No,
Vegas?
We booked it 4 times.
And yes, they keep canceling on us. The
Have
day
you done
of.
The Mob?
I watched Schitt's Creek.
Okay. Let's bring it back. Oh, just yeah. How was that?
So good.
It's a funny show.
Do you like Reno 911? The clips have been going on TikTok.
I haven't seen the clips. I've been
the old, on. The old one I couldn't get into. I'm going to show you a Reno 911 clip.
So they did a remake or it's just new season?
Yeah, they did a remake.
Oh,
not a remake. It's the same characters. I don't know what you say. A reboot.
Barrel turn.
We're gonna,
and then a hitch kick.
We're going to do that for Halloween. I'm going to be the cop and he's going to be the cowboy.
I don't think I've seen.
Where it looks like a DUI.
She pulled him over.
Oh, fuck. That's from Reno 911.
I know. I didn't know that
bump,
either.
Step,
bump, bump.
Step, bump, step, bump, step, bump, bump.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Kickball change.
Hitch kick.
And then if you did like a barrel turn.
And then a.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were such a good dancer. Only when I'm drunk.
When I'm drunk.
Up against the vehicle.
That is funny.
That's really funny. I can't believe they rebooted.
It feels like The Office a little bit, but like,
I was gonna say it feels like Parks and Rec.
Oh, I love Parks and Rec.
Me too, because I watch television.
I love cinema.
Have you listened to that entire R. Kelly?
Oh, you're talking about the Trapped in My Closet?
Yeah. You haven't listened to that?
No, only the parodies. The parodies are great.
The regular one is insane. He's never listened to R. Kelly Trapped in the Closet.
Holy shit. That's an experience.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Don't listen to them.
Am I being gaslit?
No.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm not. We're advocating for R. Kelly's music.
Or him.
And of his actions.
I can't tell if you guys are meaning it's good.
It's an experience.
It's an experience. It is just like, how do you even describe it? It is just like.
You don't describe it. You just go back in time and put it on.
Yeah.
You can't listen to it now because you can't, you know. He's on kids or whatever, but so thank you guys for listening. Mariah has checked out
Pan Express.
Buy the merch
shopdropouts.com.
And wait, what else should we say?
Follow Heath and Mariah.
Oh, yeah,
yay, watch Unfiltered.
Thank you,
dude.
There you go.
They already do. There's no way they're on this like for the first time. They've never been like, oh,
you never know. You'd be surprised.
Well, I've never been surprised my whole life. So, if you stay till the end, what should they DM me?
Picture of a bulldog.
English bulldog, please. Thank you. I love you guys so much. It means the world to me that you even listen to this podcast.
We love you more.
And I'm trying to hit 10 million followers on Instagram. Because see ya. Bye.
See you guys.
My milkshake. Oh, I thought it was my milkshake. Bring down the
most of y'all in there like, it's better than yours. Damn right. It's better than yours.
Thanks, guys, for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having us.